Hallelujah. Good morning. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 大家早安。愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is how to prepare evangelical and spiritual convocation.
那么今天早上要用题目，如何预备灵恩布道大会，跟大家分享。
We know that whatever we do, if we want to be successful, preparation is the key.
今天我们要做一件事，然后让它成功的话呢，重点在于我们怎么准备它。
If we have very good preparation,
如果今天我们准备得当，准备得好，
whatever we do must be very successful and fruitful.
那么我们的目标就容易达成，就容易成功。
If the preparation is not done,
如果我们的准备工作做得不足，
even though we rush into a start,
也许我们很急着开始。
But we will not success.
但是我们却不能达到我们该达到的目标。
For example, if we want to do some farming,
比如说我们说农夫要耕地种地。
What must they do?
那么身为一个农夫在耕地之前做什么呢？
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们看耶利米书。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
耶利米书第四章的第三节。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 3.
耶利米书第四章的第三节。
To 4.
耶利米书第四章的第三节到第四节，第三节，神对犹大和耶路撒冷人如此说：要开垦你们的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。第四节，犹大人和耶路撒冷居民啊，你们当自行割礼归神，将心里的污秽除掉。恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行发作，如火着起，甚至无人能以熄灭。
This is the message of God to the people of Israelites.
这个是神对以色列民所发出的讯息。
God tell Judah and Jerusalem.
这里说到神对犹大和耶路撒冷人这么说。
You have to till your unfarmed land.
这里说到说你要开垦你们的荒地。
We know that a land if it's not farmed, if it's not used, there will be very hard and lots of weed inside.
我们都知道，如果一块地没有被开垦挖掘过的话，那块地可以说是长满杂草的荒地。
You cannot just sow the seed and then try to expect some harvest there.
在这样硬的荒地上面，不可能播下种子就能够收割的。
God tell them.
神告诉他们。
You have to till the land.
这边说到说你要开垦那个地
，and then don't sow the seed into the thorns。
而且撒种的地方不可以落在那荆棘当中。
What does it mean？
什么意思
？You have to remove the weed。
换句话就是说要把这个地荒地的杂草先除掉。
You have to soften the land. You have to till the land, make it soft.
换句话就是说要开垦，要松土，为了要能够种地。
And then you can sow the seed.
那么如此才能够下种。
And then you can expect some very good harvest later.
下种之后才能够预期有收割。
What does it mean?
那么这什么意思
？Actually, our heart is just like a land.
就好像我们今天人的心一样，就好像一块地。
But is our land productive?
那么我们这块地是不是真的能够有产值呢
？If we drive through the Marine Drive,
我们开车经过 Marine Drive 的时候
，we know that lowland there's a lot of farmland there.
我们看到比路低的平地里面的那一边呢，都有很多农地。
Near the river, near the Fraser River,
也就是靠近这个飞沙河谷区这块。
People told me that.Area of farmland is the most productive in whole Canada.
人家告诉我说，这块地区可以说是加拿大产值最高的一块土地。
Whatever flower, whatever vegetable they harvest is very productive.
不论你是要种花，要种果树，种了什么就能够收什么。
Why?
为什么
？Because the land is always maintained in good condition.
因为那块地呢，总是保持在最好的状态。
And also they fertilize it.
而且是能够被有很多肥料的。
And Vancouver lots of rain.
再加上温哥华有下很多的雨。
That's why the land is so productive.
因此那块地呢可以说是产值最高的一块地。
Now, if our land, if our heart is a land for farming,
那我们刚才说到我们这块心田呢也是要能够让它能够种地的话。
If every time during the spiritual convocation is just like a rainy season,
那么每一次我们经过灵恩会的时候就好像是一场雨季一样。
But can our land be productive?
那么我们这块心田是不是也是一个产值很高的田呢
?Can we be edified through the spiritual convocation?
是不是经过灵恩布道大会当中我们的这块心田能够被所谓的能够被利用被种植呢
？The key is preparation.
重点在于我们如何准备。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 21.
我们看到新约雅各书第一章。
James 1:21.
雅各书第一章二十一节。
James 1:21.
雅各书第一章第二十一节，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽。和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Even though we are not farmer by profession,
也许我们不是很有经验， 的农夫。
However, there's one thing we must farm.
但是有一件事情我们一定要像农夫这样来做。
We have planted the word.
我们已经将神的道种下。
This is for our salvation.
那么这个种下的结果就是要能够得救。
If we fail in this farming,
如果在这一场耕地的活动当中我们失败了，
we cannot receive salvation.
那么我们的失败就不能够得到得救。
But everybody received the same teaching.
今天每一个人得到的都是同样的道。
Same sermon, everybody listened the same message.
每一个人听到的都是同样的道理。
But why the effects are different?
为什么每一个人接到之后所反映出来结果不同？
Here Elder James tell us.
在这里啊，雅各长老告诉我们。
Remove all the filthiness.
重点要能够除去心里一切的污秽。
Wickedness.
或是邪恶，
using a very gentle heart to get ready to receive the word which is planted in you,
能够存着温柔的心呢，能够领受这个道理。
So it is not about the message itself.
所以不在于这个道理本身。
The messages are always the same.
因为这个道理永远是真理是一样的。
No matter who you invite to speak, the message are always the same.
也就是说，站在这里，不论是谁在这里讲那个道理，那个道理都是一样。
But the heart, whether it's ready, is the key.
但是我们每一个人这个心田是不是准备好了，那是重点。
So how do we prepare for this coming spiritual convocation?
因此，我们谈到今天的主题，如何来准备我们即将来临的布道大会呢？
We share with you a few points.
那么跟大家分享几点。
First.
首先
we must make a determination to come to this feast and not making any excuses.
首先我们要能够立志来参加这场大的宴席，不再有任何的借口。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 14.
我们看新约圣经路加福音第十四章
verse 15 to 20.
路加福音的第十四章
verse 15 to 20.
十五节到二十节
Luke chapter 14 verse 15.
路加福音第十四章十五节，同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”十六节，耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大筵席，请了许多客。”十七节，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去请所请的客，扯请的人说：“请来吧，齐齐，样样都齐备了。”十八节，众人一口同音的推辞，头一个说。我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。十九节，又有一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。二十节，又有一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
This is a parable of Lord Jesus Christ.
这里我们看到主耶稣说了一个比喻。
Jesus is a very good teacher.
主耶稣是一个很好的老师。
Why?
为什么？
Because he can use the situation to teach people.
他能够利用当时的现况呢，来指导，来教导当时的人。
At that time, Jesus was having a lunch of meal with some people.
在那个时候，我们可以看得到主耶稣和一些人在吃饭。
Because from verse chapter 14 tell us the Pharisee invite Jesus go to his home to have a meal.
十四章我们看到了法利赛人请了耶稣到他们的家里面去吃饭。
The people are fighting for the good seat.
那大家都在抢坐最好的位置。
Jesus tell them, don't fight for the good seat. If you are proud, you'll be humbled.
主耶稣说你们不要为了抢座位而打起来，因为呢你必须要是很谦卑的人。
And then somebody said,
有人这么说了。
Oh, if be so blessed if we can eat in the kingdom of God.
有人说了，如果能够在神国里面吃筵席的话，是最有福气的。
Today, for example, if we go to the best restaurant, we may feel very privileged.
同样的道理，今天如果我们被邀请到最好的餐厅吃饭，我们也都觉得很光荣。
If we go to Parliament, if we go to the Prime Minister residence for a dinner, we'll be feel so privileged.
今天我们如果被请到国会，甚至请到总理的家里面吃饭，我们不是也觉得很光荣的事吗？
So that person said, if we can eat in the kingdom of God, how privileged.Would that be?
同样的比喻在这边说，如果我们今天能够在神国里面吃饭，不是也是很光荣的事吗？
To eat with God,
能够跟神一同用餐。
Actually, we can have this privilege.
那么事实上，我们今天的在座都有这样享福的时候。
The food is not physical food.
我们所要吃的并不是我们今天看得到物体的食物。
The food is a spiritual food.
我们今天所要吃的是属灵的食物。
God is hosting a very important privileged dinner for you and me.
神在这里要准备一个特别光荣荣耀的餐点让我们来使用。
That's why in verse 16, Jesus said, a kingdom of God just like a person holding a very big banquet.
继续我们看到16节，主耶稣说了，有一个人摆设一个筵席，要请许多的客人，那天国就像这样子。
And then many people were invited.
很多的人都会被请去哦。
And of course, God must have that person must have prepared a lot of food.
当然，要请这么多人去，就要准备这么多的食物。
We know that if you're a housewife, if you try to invite someone to the house, the whole day you get yourself very busy.
我们相信在座的太太们都很了解，如果家里要请个客，哇，那准备的东西可多了。
Even from the previous day, you go shopping, buying, cleansing, washing, cooking.
那么这个准备不是当天而已，很可能是一天两天，甚至一个礼拜前就要买东西、准备切菜、做菜的这些事情。
Now, everything is ready.
所有都准备好了。
But the people, but the guests are not ready.
但是我要请的客人，哎，客人却还没准备好。
Now when they send people to get them here,
所以他打发了仆人呢，就要去请那些该请的人。
But verse 18 tells us they say the same thing. They try to refuse.
十八节告诉我们一个现象出来。被请的众人同音的推辞。
One said, "Oh, I just bought a land. I got to see it."
那么理由很多了。我们看到有人说去买地了。
Oh, I bought a 5 pair of oxen. I have to try it.
或是有五对牛，我要试一试了。
And then somebody said, "I've married a wife. I cannot come."
或是我才娶了妻子，所以我不能去了。
What does it tell us here?
在这里为什么我们看到这么多理由呢
？They try to refuse.
在这里我们看到被请的人呢，通通都想推辞。
But their reasons are not true reasons.
可惜的是，他们所利用的理由都不叫理由，只是个借口。
The reason is called excuses.
这些都只是叫借口而已。
If you don't want to do something,
如果今天我们不想做一件事情
，we can make a lot of excuses.
我们不是也想了好几百种的借口呢，来推辞吗？
There was a very famous poem before people make fun of it.
那么今天我们听到，我们知道有一个很有趣的的一首诗。
When we were students, we all heard about that.
我们如果学生的时候听过了。
It's spring is not a time for reading.
这么说的，春天不是读书天。
Summer is too hot to study.
那夏天炎热呢，正好眠。
Autumn and winter got all the bugs and so cold.
秋有蚊虫，冬又冷。
And then finally, we get ready to pack our bag, ready for the new year.
那等到年底的时候呢，就准备收拾书包回家去了。
过年，好过年了。
好过年了。
This is we all know about that.
这个我们都听过的一个很有趣的一首打油诗。
If you don't have the heart to do something,
今天如果我们不准备心想要做的话
，Even spring is not a season, summer is not a season, autumn is not a season, winter is not a season.
所以我们会说全年春夏秋冬都不是我读书的日子。
But if you have the heart to do it,
今天如果我立志要读书
，Every day is the reading day.
每一天都是我应该要读书的天。
Every minute I can study.
每一分钟都是我要努力的时候。
So these people, why they make these excuses?
所以我们看到圣经当中被请的人总是有一些借口来推辞。
What is the true reason behind?
所以这些推辞人背后到底是什么样的理由呢
？Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 22.
我们再看回马太福音二十二章。
Matthew 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
The same parable, but in different perspective.
我们看到马太福音二十二章同样的比喻，但是从另外一个角度来看。
Verse 1-5.
我们看马太福音二十二章1-5节，第一节。耶稣又用比喻对他们说：“第二节，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的筵席。第三，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴宴赴席，他们却不肯来。第四节，王又打发别的仆人说：‘你们告诉那些被招的人，我的筵席已经准备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。’第五节，那些人不理，就走了。”一个到自己的田里去，一个做买卖去。
Here tell us from another perspective.
在这边我们看另外一个，用另外一个角度看同样的比喻。
The person who holds the feast is a king.
这边说到准备筵席的人是个国王。
Is the highest person in the world, in the whole country.
那么换句话，国王就是全国最高的一个元首。
He invites the VIP guests to come to his feast.
被他请的人绝对都是非常重要，在他眼中非常重要的客人。
But why they don't come?
为什么这些重要的客人拒绝了
？The land is not the excuses.
这边说到说。买地的那个人并不是一个，这不是真正的理由。
The true reason is they despise the king.
换句话就是说，他们最后这句话的后面的理由就是说，他们事实上瞧不起这个国王。
Verse 5 tells us, 他们不理 ，they don't care, they walk away.
我们看到他们的动作说，那些人不理就走了。
Verse 3 tells us, they don't want to come.
第三节这边说，他们不肯去。
Not because they don't have the time.
并不是说他们没时间。
But because they don't want to.
反而是他们根本不想不肯。
Sometimes I look at the feast hold by the people.
我们有时候看看，有时候看到人家在准备这些宴席的时候。
Especially when there is a marriage wedding.
特别是我们看到婚礼的宴席。
Why marriage wedding? I have to take 6 months to 1 year to prepare.
为什么我们看大家在准备婚礼吃晚饭的那餐最重要的都要有时候要一年又6个月去准备它
？Because you have to tell your guests.
因为为了要通知所有该请的客人。
Sometimes I look at the guests. Sometimes even they come from Taiwan, Australia, but have to fly all the way just come for the wedding.
有时候我参加一场婚礼的宴席的时候，看到参加的客人有的是千里迢迢而来的。
But why they will come?
为什么他们要飞这么远过来
？Because they respect the host.
因为他们觉得他们是一种荣耀，而且尊敬那个被来请的人。
They treat the host as a very important person.
因为他们觉得请他们来的这个人绝对是最重要的人。
So no matter what happened.
换句话就是说，不管在生活上发生什么事情
，I have to make myself available.
那么我要尽所有的能力，让我在那一天能够空出来。
But Jesus, why did Jesus tell this parable?
那么主耶稣为什么要用这个比喻来说呢
？Who were the people who ignored the feast?
那么什么样的人去忽略了这样的筵席呢
？Verse six 啊，
我们看第六节，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
Verse, he tell us that Jesus was talking about this parable to the Jewish people at that time.
那么主耶稣用这个比喻告诉当时的犹太人这么说的
，because they listen to the gospel but they don't want to respond.
因为他们听了福音道理之后，他们却完全不理了。
They were invited to the feast.But they don't want to show up.
换句话，他们已经被请来这个真理的筵席，但是他们却不愿意出席。
Because of this, they are not worthy.
因此，这样子他们是不值得被邀请的，不配被邀请的。
Verse 8.
我们看第八节这边说到了，所以对仆人说，筵席已经齐备，只是所招的人不配。
This is very important.
这里来了一个重点。
Are we worthy?
今天我们配不配得呢？
Jesus invited us.
主耶稣已经准备好筵席邀请我们。
But are we worthy?
我们是不是配得被邀请
？Whether we worthy or not is not dependent on whether your social status or how rich or how poor we are. No.
今天说到配不配得，不是说我们今天这个外表有多高多崇敬的社会地位。
Whether we are worthy is according your attitude.
今天我们是不是配得来参加主的宴席，是按照我们的态度。
If you have a good attitude.
今天如果我们有一个好的态度心态
，Jesus said you are worthy.
主耶稣会说你是配得的。
If you despise it,
今天如果我们说完全看不起
you are not worthy.
那么我们今天就不配得了。
So, during every year we have a spiritual convocation.
所以每一年我们都在举行这灵恩布道大会。
Only every 6 months, we have to wait every 6 months for this special event.
我们看到一年的两次，换句话就是说平均每六个月才有一次这样的筵席。
We have so many sermons, so many teachings.
那么在这个当中我们会听到许许多多的道理。
So many good time we can dedicate ourselves in the prayer.
那么我们在祷告当中也可以花更多的时间在这个会堂里面祷告。
And we have feel nice of evangelical service.
那么我们可以经历这非常丰富的灵恩布道大会。
Just like we are being invited to this spiritual feast.
换句话就是说，我们每半年都会被请来吃一场大餐了。
We have to make ourselves available.
换句话，我们要能够把自己空出来。
In the past, in Calgary and Edmonton, when they don't have a church, when they don't have a prayer house.
那在过去呢，卡加利、艾明顿这些地区呢，事实上没有自己的会堂或是祈祷所。
They are so hungry for the word of God.
那么他们在日常生活里面都为神的道理感觉到饥饿。
At that time when they heard about Vancouver, at that time we were still renting the community hall in the capital hill, so they'll drive all the way 1,000 kilometers just to attend the spiritual convocation.
大家都看过，当时温哥华教会也是租一个社区的服务社区中心呢来聚会。那当他们听到在这里有聚会的时候，有灵恩会的时候，他们大老远开车就为了要来参加。
And some members even fly all the way just to come to attend the spiritual convocation.
我们也看到许多的弟兄姐妹就为了要来参加这个灵恩会呢，特别搭机远远来到这里。
If you have a good heart.
今天如果我们有一个好的心态的话
，When we go back, we must be satisfied.
那么当我们回去之后，我们就能够感觉到丰收的感觉。
So we must make ourselves available.
换句话，我们要真的能够把自己的时间空出来。
The second point.
第二点
，We must wear the official banquet garment.
换句话，要来参加筵席就得要穿礼服。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14 again.
我们请再看回路加福音的第十四章。
Luke 14.
路加福音的第十四章。
Now, when the first group of people rejected the invitation,
我们看到第一批人被邀请的时候，当他们拒绝了。
So the king or the master was very embarrassed.
邀请的国王当然就或是这个主人就觉得非常的非常的不好意思了，
尴尬，
很尴尬了。
I cannot leave my house, my banquet hall empty.
那么我已经准备好这么大的一场宴席，竟然没有人要来。
Okay, tell the servant to go out to get some people inside.
所以告诉他的仆人说，你再出去叫更多人进来。
Verse 21.
我们看第十四章的第二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
十章第二十一节，那仆人回来把这事就告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的。”残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。
Verse 22.
二十二节，仆人说了：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空位啊。”
Verse 23.
二十三节，主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”
Here tell us one thing.
这里告诉我们一件事。
The Lord really don't want to see his house empty.
这里一个重点，这个主人不想看到空座。
If you are the host.
今天如果我们是这家的主人
if you invite a big banquet,
好了我们准备好一场大宴席要请人来
if your people, if your friend do not show up, how will you feel?
我们要请的重要人物我们要请的朋友他们都不来你的感觉是什么
you're facing all this food on the table
我们会看了整桌很好吃的菜但是没有人做
being there left cold
那么在那边就凉掉菜都凉了
how will you feel?
那么我们今天身为一个主人我该怎么想
so that's why this master said okay, go outside, try to get people in
所以这个主人就很心急的赶紧叫这个仆人出去再叫更多的人进来参加我这个宴席
Sometimes we have to experience the heart of God
今天我们要体会神的心啊
If God see the empty seat in the chapel
如果今天神看见我们这场宴席里面还有空位啊
If that seat belongs to you
那么那个座位如果是属于你的
But it's empty
但是是空位
How will our Lord feel?
但是我们可以想想我们的主人是怎么想
Maybe we don't feel anything
如果我们这个被邀请的人换句话我们这个被邀请的人也许不觉得怎么样
But the host will feel a lot
但是邀请我们的主人却感觉到非常的尴尬
So he tell the servant Okay, go outside, get the lame, the poor, the handicapped, blind Tell them to come in all
所以这个主人告诉仆人说你去到大街小巷把贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的都请来
Now because this group of people they were just invited in the last minute
因为这一群人呢是因为主人叫这个仆人到最后一刻呢再去请来的人
And of course according to the custom at the time
根据当时的风俗习惯
If the one who is being invited has no money to buy good clothing to go to the banquet the one the host must pay them or even buy them the good clothes so that they can come in
依照当时的风俗习惯呢如果这些人被请去参加一场大宴席的话没有钱买好衣服穿的时候主人要付他们钱把他们装扮好去参加宴席
But even the king or the master is so merciful
那么就算这个主人这个国王非常有怜悯心的
But some of them didn't do what is required
但是有些人出席的时候却没有穿国王给他的那个宴席的服装
Matthew 22
我们看回马太福音二十二章
Matthew 22 verse 10
马太福音第二十二章的第十节马太福音第二十二章第十节那些仆人就出去到大路上凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚了来筵席上就坐满了客
Verse 11
十一节王进来观看宾客见那里有一个没有穿礼服的十二节对就对他说朋友你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢那人无言可答
This is a very embarrassed situation
在这里又是一个很尴尬的场面了
This is a royal feast
因为这是一个属于皇家的典礼
Everybody dress up for that
每一个人为了参加这皇家的典礼呢都要穿礼服来的
Everybody try to put the most beautiful garment, diamonds, everything on his body
也就是说呢每一个人都穿配整齐而且是富丽堂皇的要来参加这个
But there's one person did not wear the official wedding, I mean a banquet garment
十二节这边看到了有一个人就是不穿礼服呢来参加了
And the king asked him
国王问他
FriendWhy don't you wear it?
朋友啊，你为什么来这里却不穿礼服呢
Now, if the man was so poor, so he can say, I have no money to buy it. What, you tell me to come last minute, right?
如果理由是因为这个人因为太贫穷了，又在最后一刻被邀请来，他大大方方可以跟国王说，我没钱买耶。
Because you told me the last minute to come in, huh?
因为你在最后一刻叫我来，我当然没时间准备了。
But as we explained it, according to the custom, the king will prepare the garment for them.
但是我们刚才讲过了，在那个时候的习俗，国王会因为这样来买礼服给那个人穿。
And why don't you wear it?
那么我买了礼服，你为什么不穿呢
？That man has nothing to answer.
重点在最后，那个人无言可答。
This tells us one very important thing.
在这里告诉我们很重要的一个讯息。
Now we know our whatever we dress. reflect our attitude.
今天我们怎么样的穿，就代表我们怎么样的态度。
We are not saying that every time we come to church, we must wear the most expensive brand name garment to the church. No.
我们在这边并不是告诉大家来教会就得要穿最顶级、最好看的衣服才是。
But we know how to dress appropriately in order to show our respect to God.
重点就是说我们要怎么样穿才是合适来尊敬神。
For example, whatever banquet you go.
今天我们去参加人家的宴席。
For example, we need the time to dress up.
我们要花时间把自己打扮打扮。
The higher class of the restaurant.
我们看到最顶级的餐厅。
Also require the dressing.
我们都知道他的习惯，他的要求是要进那样的餐厅，你就必须要打扮干净。
There was one time I was eating a dinner with a brother.
那么有这么一次呢，跟一个弟兄在吃晚饭。
Eating beef noodle.
那么吃牛肉面。
Only $6 one bowl of.
那么一碗牛肉面6块钱。
He was enjoying.
那么都吃得非常的开心了。
He tell me something.
他告诉我。
He said, "Oh, I like this beef noodle."
他说我非常喜欢这家牛肉面。
Even though it's $6 per bowl.
虽然说一碗才六块钱。
When I was on business trip.
当我出去出差的时候
，When I go to London，
那么我去伦敦
，I eat a meal 啊 ，You guess how much one night？
那么我吃了一个晚餐，你知道那个晚餐花多少钱吗
？200 British pound one person。
那么两百块钱英镑每一个人。
Equivalent to more than $300 Canadian one meal。
换句话就是说呢，那个晚上每一个人要花300块加币才可以吃得完。
But that because that restaurant is so high class。
但是因为那个餐厅呢是非常高级的餐厅。
You must put tie, you must put suit inside.
进去的时候都必须要穿礼服，穿整齐的领带
才可以。He was so hot because the aircon is not strong. He tried to remove his jacket.
那么他因为冷气不够强，所以他感觉到很热，
waiter,
他要脱那个夹克。
And when the waiter come to him,
有人就过来跟他讲了。
Excuse me, sir, you have to put on your jacket in this restaurant.
他说对不起啦，先生，你虽然感觉到热，但是这个夹克不能脱掉，一定要穿着来。
Because it's high class.
因为那个餐厅是五星级顶级的餐厅。
Yeah, we know because in that certain level of restaurant, they have the requirement.
我们都知道在那样的顶级餐厅里面呢，他们有他们的规矩的。
Even though you're hot, you have to wear your jacket.
就算你感觉到热了，你这个夹克还是不能脱掉的。
Here, the same thing, the royal feast.
今天告诉我们，我们是参加的皇家的宴席。
But why did that person did not wear his official banquet garment？
为什么这个朋友来到这样的国王宴席呢？不穿礼服呢
？Also because of his attitude。
那么同样的也是在乎他的心态。
Yes, he came。
是的，他也参加了。
But he did not put the things in his heart。
但是他却不把参加这件事当成一回事。
Oh, yeah, you tell me to come. Okay, I come。
他只是觉得说，哎，国王邀请了，我就来吧。
But it's not truly from his heart to really put the heart into this banquet.
但是参加这场筵席的心态呢，他却不把它当成一回事。
So that even he came, but he make himself more trouble.
所以就算是他已经来参加了，但是他却让自己陷在这种尴尬的场面。
Verse 13.
13节，我们继续看。于是王对使唤的人说。捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外面的黑暗里，在那边必要哀哭切齿。
Verse 14.
14节，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Now this person because he did not respect the king.
在这里不穿礼服的这个人不尊重国王。
Even though he came.
就算他已经出席了。
But he was thrown outside.
他却被绑起来丢到外面。
So what does it mean?
告诉我们什么？
Yes, today we come to worship God.
今天我们确实来敬拜神。
But we have to check what kind of garment are we dressing.
我们今天要看我们穿的是什么样的衣服来。
Not only our physical garment.
不是我们外表看得到这套衣服。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们再看以弗所书。
Chapter 4, verse 22.
以弗所书第四章第二十二节。
Ephesians 4:22.
以弗所书第四章第二十二节。22节就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Verse 23.
23节又要将你们的心智改换一新。
Verse 24.
24节并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Here tell us we must remove the old garment in order to put in the new garment.
好，在这里看叫我们要穿什么呢？我们必须要把旧衣拿掉，穿上新衣。
We have to put on Christ.
我们要穿上基督。
So when we come to this spiritual feast.
所以今天我们来到灵恩布道大会这场大宴席的时候，
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么？
We have to examine ourselves.
我们要重新的反省自己。
What kind of clothing, what kind of deeds, what kind of action I'm having?
那么今天我所穿的这个套衣服，也就是说我的言行举止到底是什么样子。
When we have this kind of examining ourselves,
今天如果我们有这样的反省的心，
we can receive the grace.
那我们就能够得到神的恩典。
If we do not have this examination heart,
今天如果我们没有这样反省的心，
even though we come to the feast,
就算我们人已经来了，
but we will not receive anything.
我们得不到任何神的恩典的。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
我们看看旧约的哈该书。
Haggai chapter 1.
我们看旧约哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 5.
哈该书第一章
Chapter 1 verse 5
哈该书第一章第一第一章第五节
Verse 5 to 7 哈该书 chapter 1 verse 5 to 7
哈该书第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5Now the Lord Almighty said, You have to examine your deeds. Verse 6. You sow a lot, but you harvest very little. You ate, but you are not satisfied. You wear the clothes, but you do not keep warm. You earn money, but you put money into the hole of your bag. What does it tell us here?
在这里这几节告诉我们什么事?
At that time, the people of Israelites, they are working very hard for themselves.
在这里以色列民当初,当在那个时候呢,他们非常努力的工作。
But,They sow a lot of seed, but they harvest very little.
但是他们放了很多的种子，却收的很少。
They eat, but they are not satisfied.
他们吃，但是却不得饱足。
They wear the clothes, but they are not keep warm.
他们穿了衣服，但是不觉得暖和。
Everything is marginal.
那么每一样都是普普通通而已。
边缘的，边缘
都是边缘而已。
Lacking.
他们缺乏很多事情。
What they receive is not in proportion of what they put in.
换句话，他们所得的远远不如他们所放下去的。
Why would that happen?
为什么会有这样的事情发生?
God tell them, you have to examine your deeds.
那么神在这边告诉我们,告诉他们说,你要省察自己的行为。
Why would that happen?
为什么会有这样的事情发生?
Because at that time, the people of Israelites, they are trying to rebuild the temple.
因为在那个时候,以色列民开始要重建圣殿。
But after a while, they face some difficulties.
过了不久,他们遇到重建圣殿的问题。
They stop.
他们就停下来。
And then they say, "Oh, let me build my house first."
他们停下来的原因就是想说，那干脆我先盖自己的家房子吧。
And then let me farm my own land first.
先种回去自己种自己的地吧。
And after a long time, the construction site was neglected.
那么过了很久之后呢，该要盖神圣殿的那块地已经被荒废了。
So God is not happy.
神当然不高兴了。
You ignore me.
那么神说，你既然忽视我。
You ignore my temple.
你忽视了我的圣殿。
You are not receiving blessing.
换句话，你得不到我的祝福了。
So you have to examine yourself.
也就是说，在这里告诉我说，要省察自己的行为。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
The temple of God is referred to the faith in our heart.
今天神的圣殿指的就是我们心里对神的信仰。
The faith in our family.
也就是我们对在家里面的信仰。
Have we ignored that for a long time?
我们是不是把家庭的信仰已经忽略了呢?
Have we ignored ourselves, our faith in a long time?
我们是不是对自己的信仰也已经忽略了呢?
If that is the case,
如果是这样的话,
even though we put in a lot of effort in doing other things,
我们生活上放进去很多的工作内容跟时间精力的话,
but we will still be lacking.
但是我们所收的却会不足。
We will not be happy.
我们不会开心的。
Verse 7.
第七节告诉我们说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Verse 8.
第八节，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是神说的。
So God tell them, after you examine yourself, it is time to rebuild the temple.
在这里，你们省察自己的行为之后，下一步就是要建造神的殿。
You have to go to the mountain, get the wood, the timber.
而且要上山取木料。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Spiritual convocation, a lot of good teaching coming out.
联恩会来了，我们会听到许许多多造就的道理。
We have to come, go to the mountain and cut the timber.
我们今天要上山取木料，就是为了造就。
Listen carefully.
而且要仔细的听。
And then go back to construct our own spiritual temple.
回去之后就能够建造出神所要的殿。
And then we can receive spiritual blessing.
那么神就要给我们该有的恩典。
The third point.
第三点。
Before you come to the feast.
在我们来到灵会之前
，Of course, we must prepare the heart to seek earnestly for the spiritual grace.
那么我们就要准备一颗迫切的心来求神的灵恩。
We know that whenever we were invited to a very big banquet,
我们都知道，我们如果被邀请去参加很大宴席的话
we know that tonight we got a lot of good food coming up.
我们都知道今天晚上要吃大餐了。
Maybe got shark fin.
那么也许有这个鱼翅啦。
Abalone.
有这个好吃的这些海鲜啦，
鲍鱼了 seafood，
有各式各样的海鲜。
So you tell yourself, I'll keep my stomach empty, and so when I go, I'll eat a lot.
那么今天白天我们也许会对自己说，哎，我要准备一个很好的胃，留的肚子了，因为今天晚上吃大餐的了。
Nobody will eat a lot first and then go to the banquet and say, oh, I'm too full, I cannot eat the food.
没有人会因为今天晚上吃大餐，所以白天吃了一堆的东西，该面对大餐的时候说我吃不下了。
Empty my stomach. Make sure I'll perform the maximum. I will not let my. Well, I will not waste this banquet.
换句话就是说呢，那天白天我一定会准备好自己的肚子，就是为了要晚上这场宴席好好饱餐的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Spiritual convocation and evangelical service is a spiritual banquet.
我们看到灵恩布道大会对我们来说就是这个属灵的宴席。
We must make sure we have a very strong appetite.
我们要能够确认自己。很迫切的需要这一场大的筵席。
We need the spiritual grace.
因为我们需要神的灵恩。
Actually, we know that we have heard the truth for many times already.
我们都知道，我们听过这样的道理很多次了。
As I said, all the speaker, whenever, even the style is different, but the message are always the same.
我们听到了传道者，也许他们讲到的方式不同，但是它内容都是一样的。
But what is our problem?
那我们的问题出在哪里？
Our problem is not we don't know.
问题出在说我们不是说不知道。
We know it.
我们都知道
But we cannot do it.
很可惜我们却做不出来
We need the power to do it.
我们今天所需要的就是要有能力把它行出来
just like the seed, you know the seed.
就好像一颗种子
If you put it under the ground,
我们把它种在土里了
the ground has buried it.
那我们把土盖起来
We know that the seed have to need a lot of energy to break through itself, break through the ground to sprout out.
一个种子要能够生根发芽，必须要破壳而出，而且还要破土成长。
This needs a lot of power.
要很大很大的力量。
This is the power of life.
那么这就是生命的力量。
But who can give the seed this power?
但是谁要给它这种子一颗这颗小种子的生命的力量呢
？The power is hidden inside.
因为这个力量呢是存在那个壳里面。
But what can release this power?
但是如何把这么大的力量释放出来
？When you add the water.
浇水之后我们就看到了
When the seed absorb the water,
当这个种子呢得到水分之后
it start to sprout out,
我们就看到生根发芽了
and then try to grow.
然后就能够破土而出长成大树
Today we need the spiritual rain.
今天我们需要属灵的恩雨
What is the spiritual rain?
那么什么是属灵之雨呢
Let's turn to the book of Joel
我们看约珥书
The book of Joel in the Old Testament
旧约圣经的约珥书
Joel chapter 2
约珥书的第二章
23.
约珥书第二章的第三节
Joel 2:23.
约珥书第二章的第三节
The book of Joel 2:23.
约珥书第二章的第三节
23节 The people of Zion, you have to be rejoicing because the Lord your God has given you spring rain.And autumn rain, just like before. Here tell us one thing very important.
在这边告诉我们一件很重要的经节。
God has given us the rain.
主耶稣在神给我们在这边给了我们一个很重要的雨。
What is the rain?
什么是雨呢
？The rain represents the Holy Spirit.
因为这个雨呢，代表的是属灵的圣灵。
We know that without rain, nothing can grow.
我们都知道，没有雨的话呢，没有东西可以成长的。
Even though you till the land, you sow the seed, you fertilize, it will not grow.
就算我们耕了地、种了地之后呢，把肥料也放了，但是没有雨，长不出来的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We hear sermon every time sermon.
我们听到许许多多不一样的道理， 每天都听到一样东西。
Sometimes you look at the spiritual convocation schedule. Wow, whole day sermon.
我们有时候看到那个时间表的时候，看到整天都是聚会啊。
Wow, sometimes it's very heavy, huh?
有时候觉得，哎呦，好像负担太重了嘞。
But if you understand.
但是我们必须要了解。
If we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果今天我们如果没有圣灵来的能力。
Even though we hear the 2 days, whole day.
就算我们听了两天，整整两天的道理。
We go back home the same person.
我们回家之后还是老人一个。
We cannot change.
旧人一个。
Not because we don't know.
并不是我们不知道
But we have no strength to change ourselves.
而是我们没有能力改变自己
But here tell us, we need the spiritual rain from God.
这边告诉我们我们要从上得到神的恩雨大降
Verse 24 tell us
24节告诉我们说
Daniel filled with a full of weeds Your wine will be full of the wine and the oil Everything will be there
这边说到说禾场必满了麦子酒榨与油榨必得新酒和油盈溢。
So during the spiritual convocation,
所以在灵恩大会当中
，one of the key event is the prayer session.
最重要的一个重关键也就是祷告会。
Because we know we need power from God.
因为我们知道要有这样的能力才能够改变。
We have a longer time of prayer.
我们有比较长时间的祷告。
We have to prepare our heart.
我们必须要准备好自己的心。
Prayer session, we must be there.
祷告会我们就一定要参加。
We have to pray especially hard.
我们要特别为这样的事情来祷告。
If we have not received Holy Spirit yet,
如果还没有得圣灵的，
we have to make our goal.
那我们就要定一个目标。
This time, spiritual conversation, I must receive Holy Spirit.
今天在这一场的灵恩布道大会里面，我就要利用祷告会来得圣灵。
I have to prepare my heart.
我必须要预备心。
I have to come early.
我要早点来。
God knows our heart.
神看我们的心。
During the spiritual convocation for the student last year,
那么在去年的学生灵恩会的时候，
there was a truth seeker.
有一个慕道者。
At the beginning, he was so skeptical about Holy Spirit.
在刚开始的时候，他对圣灵总是觉得怪怪的。
Because he was a Christian in another denomination.
因为他虽然是基督徒，但是其他教派。
But after 1 year observing in our church.
一年求道理之后，
he observed, hey, this church, the members are quite nice.
那么他发现这个教会里面的信徒们都非常的好。
So he gradually accept the teaching.
所以他慢慢的接受我们教会所说的道理。
But he have not received the Holy Spirit yet.
很可惜他还没有受圣灵。
But he have to work during the daytime.
但是他要白天工作。
He cannot attend the student spiritual convocation full time.
所以白天的时候呢，他没有办法参加这个全天候的学生灵恩会。
But after the long day of work,
一天忙完了，
he come to attend the afternoon prayer.
那么他来参加下午的祷告会。
He prayed so hard.
他努力的祷告。
He touched by the Holy Spirit.
那么他被圣灵感动。
Almost there.
就快得到了。
But he said, I have to go home, take a shower, eat with my parents that night.
但是他觉得说他当天晚上他要回家跟他的父母亲去吃个饭。
Okay, no problem, you go home.
没有问题，你就先回家吧。
But he came back at 9:30 at night.
那么在晚上的时候，他又回来到教会。
九点半
又回来到教会。
He want to join the last prayer.
他想说他要来参加最后的一场祷告会。
He want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他就是为了来求圣灵。
Because he know this is a special chance to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为他知道只有在利用这样的特别机会呢，求圣灵特别有意思。
Thank God. During that night, the last prayer during the day, he received the precious Holy Spirit.
我们非常感谢神，就在那一天最后一场祷告呢，他得到宝贵的圣灵。
So we should have an expectation of this spiritual event.
因此我们要来参加这样的特别研习的时候，我们就要有这样期待的一颗心。
What do you want from this event?
我们期待说我们在这场研习里面我们要得什么。
Maybe you want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
也许我要求圣灵。
Maybe you have received the Holy Spirit already.
也许你已经求到圣灵了。
But recently, your prayer is so weak.
但是在祷告当中感觉到自己非常软弱。
I cannot pray long at home.
没有办法在家里面祷告长的时间。
My faith is starting to get weaker.
也许感觉到自己的信心越来越软弱了。
I want this time to revive my faith.
那么今天我要利用这一场灵恩布道大会来重新复兴我的信仰。
I want to pray for my family.
那么我要为我的家人祷告。
We should have a goal.
我们必须要设定自己一个目标。
That's why when you pray, you feel the energy.
那么在祷告当中我们就感觉到有能力的存在。
So we'll come forward, we'll pray very hard. Don't feel embarrassed.
那么就能够来到前面一起跟人家祷告，绝对不会感觉到不好意思。
So we should specially seek for the spiritual grace of God.
我们要特别祈求神的灵恩。
The fourth point.
第四点。
When we come to the spiritual event,
我们参加这样的属灵的大会。
We have to prepare to give thanks to God.
我们自己要预备感恩的心。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 13.
旧约生命记十六章。旧约生命记第十六章的第十三节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 13 to 17.
旧约的生命记第十六章第十三节，十三节，你把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守住棚节七日。十四节，守节的时候，你和你的儿女、仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇都要欢乐。十五节，在神所选择的地方，你当向主你的神守节七日。因为主你的神在你一切的土产上和你手里所办的事要赐福于你，你就非常的欢乐。十六节，你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在主你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。十七节，个人要按自己的力量，按主你的神所赐的福分奉献礼物。
Here tell usGod has some expectation for the people of Israelites.
在这都告诉我们，神对以色列民是有期待的。
God has given them so much grace.
神已经给了他们这么多的恩典跟恩惠。
But God have expectation.
但是神对他们有所祈求。
Three times a year.
是一年三次。
Adults male adults have to go up to Jerusalem to pay tribute to God.
那么这边说到，一切的男丁都要在神所指定的地方来朝见他。
Why?
为什么？
Because God wants them to give thanks.
因为神要他们能够感恩奉献。
Give thanks for what?
那么感恩做什么？
Here tell us verse 13. After you harvest, you keep this festival.
那么这边说到了说，在
收藏之后，
在收成之后，你要把这些收藏起来。
We have to give thanks to God.
收藏之后呢，我们就要感谢神。
Even though we work so hard.
就算说我们努力的工作。
If it's not God give us the good weather.
如果不是神给这个农夫好的天气。
Even though it's on the ground, but you cannot harvest it.
那么就算是在好的肥地，也不能够丰收的。
But after you harvest it.
但是在丰收之后呢？
Before you enjoy it yourself.
那么在能够享受享乐之前。
You have to keep the festival.
那么就必须要守节。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样了。
We work so hard. We work so busy life in this world.
今天我们在生活上都非常的忙碌。
But we always think.
我们常常这么想。
If it's not God helping us.
如果不是神的帮助，
we cannot have what we are having today.
我们没有办法拥有今天所拥有的。
We have no opportunity to work.
我们没有机会可以工作。
We have no health.
我们没有健康可以工作。
No family.
我们没有家庭。
And no salvation.
而且没有得救的恩典。
So here tell us the three festival. What is the three festival for?
在这里告诉我们三个节，这三个节是做什么呢？
First, here tell us, let's read verse 16.
我们再看第十六节一次。你一切的男丁要在除酵节。
Okay, the first festival is called the first feast of unleavened bread.
那么这边第一个节就是除酵节。
What is it referring us?
什么叫除酵节？
Actually, the feast of unleavened bread is the feast of Passover.
那么除酵节也就是逾越节。
To remember God saved the people of Israelites out of Egypt.
逾越节就是要让以色列民记得神带领他们出埃及奴隶的地方。
So, God has removed our sin.
所以换句话，神已经去除了我们的罪。
So just like to remove the leaven, remove the leaven in it.
除酵，也就是说把这个罪除掉，要让在这个节日里面大家都记得神已经除去我们的罪。
And then the feast of the week.
然后再来又来了七七节。
What is feast of the week celebrate?
那么七七节庆祝些什么呢？
To celebrate God giving us the harvest.
那么庆祝神给我们能够收，能够好好的丰收。
Today we can have food, we can have job.We should thank God for that.
今天我们有的吃，有好的工作可以做，我们要感谢神。
And then thirdly, here tells us the Feast of Tabernacles.
再来，我们看到祝棚节。
What is the Tabernacles?
那么祝棚节是什么意思？
To remember them that they were in Egypt, but now they live in a house.
那么祝棚节就是告诉以色列民，提醒那边的民说，当初你们是在埃及为奴，今天已经住在神所应许的地方了。
In the past, you living in a tent.
过去你是住在帐篷里面的。
But now you're living in a house.
今天你已经住在固定的房子里。
But don't forget, you were in a tent before.
那么不要忘记你曾经是住过帐篷的人。
It's God who helped you.
因为你从帐篷出来，从帐篷出来是因为有神的关系。
So every time, three times a year, you have to go to the place selected by God.
所以一年三次呢，要去到神所指定的地方。
So it is a time of thanksgiving.
也就是是要感恩的时候了。
So whenever we come for spiritual convocation,
我们今天无论在参加任何一场的灵恩布道大会，
we must have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们的心都要充满感恩的心。
How do we give thanks to God?
我们如何能够感恩呢？
First,
首先，
just by showing up, just by coming, we have given thanks to God.
我们就算我们来参加这场灵恩布道大会，就已经做出第一个感恩的心。
Just like the Father.
就好像一个父亲一样。
We talk about the father having a feast to invite the friends and the people to come in.
我们刚才看到这个国王这个父亲呢，请了很多重要的客人来参加这个宴席。
Now we are the children of the father.
那么我们就是这父亲的儿女。
We have to come ourselves.
身为儿女的人当然要来参加父亲的宴席了。
Sometimes we think, oh, Wednesday to Friday night, evangelical event is for the truth seeker. I'm not truth seeker.
有时候我们会觉得呢，星期三到星期五的布道会呢，是给这个慕道者的，不是给我的。
I know the teachings already. I heard it for thousands of times since I was baptized.
哎，这种慕道的道理呢，这种布道道理，我已经从受洗的时候就听过，听到现在。
So maybe I don't need to come.
也许不需要我来了。
But if you think about another way.
但是我们从另外一个方向来想。
If the father is giving a dinner for VIP.
如果这个父亲准备了一个非常重要的宴席。
If the son even doesn't show up.
那么他的儿子不来。
How would the father feel?
那么这个父亲作何感想呢？
啊。 The son don't even respect me. How can I tell my other people to respect me?
在这个这么多人的出席当中，却没有看到自己的儿子，觉得自己的儿子对自己都不尊重了。
So we have to come.
我们身为儿子的都要来。
Of course, we try to bring friends to come.
当然，我们来不打紧之外，我们还要带自己的朋友来。
Even though we fail to get some friends to come with us.
也许我们没有办法这一次带人来。
But at least we ourselves have to come.
最起码的，我们自己得来。
So these are the first things.
这是第一件。
And then here tell us verse 17.
十七节又告诉我们另外一件事。
Verse 16 tells us when you come, you cannot come empty-handed.
十六节最后说到说朝见他却不可以空手朝见。
When you were invited to your friends or relative or banquet.
那么今天我们如果去参加人家的筵席的时候。
When you go inside.
我们进去了。
Usually they got a table.
我们看到前面就有一些桌子。
They greet you, oh welcome.
那么主人都会说非常欢迎你来。
At this time, what must we do?
那么这时候我们做什么
？Of course, when our home is prepared already, red pocket.
啊，我们去的时候很可能就带个红包给我们给这个主人。
But if you go there,
如果我们去了
，Oh yeah, welcome, welcome.
那么人家说，哎呀，很欢迎你来啊。
Yeah, thank you, thank you. But two bananas.
那我们就空手而去。
Chinese people say two bananas.
啊，说两串胶，空手两串胶而已。
Just come to eat.
那么只是来吃而已。
Don't feel good.
对这个主人有时候觉得真的是不好意思。
So here tell us the Lord, our God, our Father, who gives so much things for us.
今天在这里告诉我们，我们这个父亲，我们这个主给我们这么样多的东西。
So when you come, you cannot bring two sort of bananas.
那么我们今天去的时候，绝对不可以空手而去了。
You have to bring something.
我们必须要能够带东西去的。
Not because God wants to use your things.
不是说神一定要你用你的东西。
God will not eat our food.
神不会吃我们所带来的吃的东西。
God doesn't need our money.
神也不需要用我们所带来的钱。
But God wants to see our heart.
但是神要看我们那一颗感恩的心。
So according verse 17, according to your strength.
所以十七节这边说到说，按着自己的力量
，prepare your gift for the Lord.
能够为神准备奉献的礼物。
And if God see your heart to Him.
如果今天我们看到，今天神看到我们这个奉献礼物的心。
He will bless you more.
那么我们就能够得到他更多的恩典。
And lastly, we must pray for our spiritual convocation.
那么最后我们也要为这灵恩布道大会来代祷。
If we got a good preparation,
如果今天就像我们刚才讲的，如果我们今天准备好了
，this spiritual convocation will be very special to you.
那么这一场的灵恩布道大会对每一位来说都是一场重要的大会。
Let's sing hymn 421.
我们。